You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, and I'm about to bring you a musical meditation focusing on night prayers presented by Monsignor Philip Whitmore.
Te lucis ante terminum, rerum creator possimus. Before we end our day, O Lord, we make this prayer to you, that you continue in your love to guard your people here. For centuries, that hymn has been sung by Christians all over the world as part of the office of night prayer, or compline, to give it its formal name. In the Liturgy of the Hours, the Church sanctifies different times of day with special prayers and psalms and scripture readings. Each of the daily offices, even the shortest, always has a hymn assigned to it. This week, I'd like to explore with you some of the hymns that are used in the office of night prayer. Te Lucis Ante Terminum, which we were listening to just now, was written as long ago as the 8th century, and still today it's the one most often used when the office is prayed in Latin. Listen to a choral setting of the second verse, written by the 16th century English composer Thomas Tallis. In that verse, we pray for deliverance from all the perils and dangers of the night, trusting that the Lord will watch over us while we sleep. I'd also like to play you a rather different choral setting of this hymn, written in 1908 by another English composer, Henry Balfour Gardiner. He must have been quite a remarkable man, because he got bored with composing and gave it up just before he was 50, devoting himself to forestation instead. We must be thankful that the muse was still with him when he wrote this lovely evening hymn. Many of the hymns we sing at night prayer were written in the 19th century. Probably the best known is Abide With Me, set to music by William Henry Monk, editor of that pioneering Victorian hymn book, Hymns Ancient and Modern. This is probably the most famous of Monk's many hymn tunes, and it's one you hear not only in church, but in many secular settings as well. Another of the night prayer hymns paints a beautiful picture of the ceaseless round of prayer and praise offered to God by Christians all over the world. As the sun sets on us, at the same time the sun is rising in another part of the world. And as we retire for the night, others are just beginning their day, so the praise of God continues all the time. In the words of the hymn, "The sun that bids us rest is waking our brethren neath the western sky, and hour by hour fresh lips are making thy wondrous doings heard on high." Father Faber, the founder of the London Oratory, left us a great many devotional hymns, including Sweet Saviour, Bless Us Ere We Go. It's a heartwarming nighttime prayer, bringing before the Lord all the events of the day, commending to his love and mercy all those in any kind of need, and praying for his blessing during the night. In these more confident days, the focus is not so much on the perils and dangers of the night as on the loving protection we pray for from Mary and Joseph and from the angels about our home. Like so many of Father Faber's hymns, this one has a refrain after each verse, and it sums up the mood of the prayer beautifully. Through life's long day and death's dark night, O gentle Jesus, be our light.
Senior Philip Whitmore is a music historian who's currently rector of the Venerable English College here in Rome. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.